Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin. Drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. If you'll notice there's an insert in your bulletin. And it's addressed to all graduates, and Pastor will be acknowledging you on Sunday, June 20th, after the morning worship service. So please join us for cake. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what is the relationship between the government and Christians? Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, teaching from Revelation chapter 14. The annual Father-Son Breakfast will be held June 26th at the Tomlinson home, and we ask if you're interested in coming to that event, then please sign up. There's a sign-up sheet in the kitchen. There will be a congregational business meeting today directly following this worship service, and we do encourage you to attend that meeting. Gregory Tomlinson Jr. is still looking for musicians and singers who would like to participate in the Bethel Youth Church concert. And so please contact Greg if you would like to take part in the series. That concert is, I believe, tentatively scheduled for July 24th, it's a Saturday. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 117, verses 1 and 2. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy. Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 376, Take Time to Be Holy.
Yeah.
you please stand now as we sing hymn number 485, Revive Us Again.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we recall in our mind this morning as we open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church in Morin Hill, California, the United States of America. And Lord, we also open the internet and the direct radio broadcasts through KKMC. And we are reminded of those great words of King David, as he stood before the armies of Israel, and after a great victory, he said, both riches and honor are of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. And because of thy great victory, he said, now, therefore, God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. And yes, Lord, we thank thee and praise your name for the last week of our life. We have the up and downs. We have the sickness and no sickness. We have losing works and getting works. We have all the alternatives of life. But there was something that never left us, and is your presence, your care, your love, your companionship. And so as children of God, we say, thank you, Father, that we know you. Thank you for that wonderful revelation of the Spirit into our life. Thank you that our trust was moved up a little bit in our life from what we see to what we do not see. The promises of the living God. Thank you. Thank you. And Father, now as a church body, we remind ourselves of the wonders of your power and the beauty of the fellowship of believers. And we miss an entire family today who are in New York after an event in the life of Devon, a great event in her life. Then their family takes a vacation, and we love them, the Noriel's family, and Karen with them. And Lord, we love them. We praise your name for them. And I remember when Jovi and Dana were boyfriends and were coming to our church. I remember when they became believers. I remember when the Noriel's came under the influence of Casada. I have performed the wedding of two children of them, and they are very dear and close to my heart. And when we don't see them in church, I miss them. And especially now, the crown of their family, the little Casey. And so, Father, protect them in New York, guide them, let them enjoy the wonders of being together as a family, because that's exactly what the Bible wants us to be, a family. Thank you for them. Lord, on the other hand, we have people who are sick. We have Peretto, a wonderful lady who is confined in bed. And, Tom Curley, who has sometimes a very difficult time. And we pray very especially for Henry's mother. Henry June's mother is with cancer and is in a very difficult position that cancer on the liver, and will take all the skills and take all the power of medicine to bring her into stability. But more than that, we pray that her husband, who now is a believer, may influence her to see the glory of Christ. We pray for Henry and for Tayan, that with kindness and gentleness and great love may share with their most precious being, their mother, the greatness of our God. And Lord, we pray to you as a congregation, have mercy on Henry's mother. Reveal to her the great Jesus, that she may embrace him. And doesn't matter what happened in her body, she will be secure forever in your presence. Then, Lord, we send missionaries out. Not only we have the extended church through radio and internet, and we thank you for each one of them and for their contribution. Over and over now, about 30% of our income in our church come from the extended church, and we thank you, Lord, for their responsibility and their love for you. But we pray for our local missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanna and Barbara Avendano, Martha Paretti, our brother Dante and Maruja, who are here with us this morning for 2 months in America, who are in Quito, Ecuador, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, more than anything else, I thank you that in 28 years of ministry, we never failed these missionaries their support. It is because your people love you and they gave to our church. It is because we have a very good deacon board who knows how to manage her. It is because you have given me for 27 years plus, Jack, who knew how to do the administration and knew how to be responsible for the money of our church. And so, Lord, I have been blessed by people that you send them my way. I feel like a $1 million pastor because you have sent me the best of the best into our congregation. And I really treasure each one of them, each one of our members, as the best of the best. And I pray for me that I be skilled to teach them and to build them up in the faith, which is the legacy that I can leave for the young people. Now, Lord, I mentioned the support, and you support us. And so, Lord, thank you that every Sunday you keep us on the black. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1228. We will be reading Romans chapter 6, verses 15 through 23. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Romans chapter 6, verses 15 through 23. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But thanks be to God that you were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that by your grace you have made us free. Thank you for the scriptures, where we are assured that the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished for us the impossible, delivering us from slavery to sin and death to righteousness and everlasting life. We thank you that we are not judged by the filthy rags of our own righteousness, but on the righteousness that has been added to us by faith, the righteousness of Christ. Our trust and our confidence is in him. Help us, Father, to live righteously according to that truth, we pray. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he brings the eternal truths from the Bible. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he seeks to deliver that message you would want us to hear today. Give us understanding, and those listening on the radio and internet and CD also, that we may live our lives according to your will, as has been made clear in the scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?